It's Classic Hits on Q92.3, Rambo in the morning, and now special guest joining me on the phone, a guy you can see coming up in just a few months, actually, for the 85th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally, as he'll be performing at the Buffalo Chip. Gene Simmons, good morning. How's it going?
I'm deliriously happy. I'm actually celebrating my favorite holiday today.
And which holiday is that?
It's called Another Day Above Ground Day.
It definitely beats the alternative.
And I hope I'll be celebrating it tomorrow.
I hope so as well, and especially over the next several months, obviously, because you're coming in on August 3rd to the Buffalo Chip. Now, it's not a Kiss show. It's actually one of your solo shows. And how much of the solo show is inspired by all your time in Kiss?
Well, this is completely different. Yeah, you'll come there and you'll hear my killer band. They're multi-instrumentalists. Everybody can sing lead. We will play your favorite Kiss tunes, but also some songs that have never been played live by Kiss, and also some tunes that actually Kiss never recorded, as well as some interesting covers no other band has ever done. So in Before You Guys Were Born, I discovered a little band called Van Halen, signed them up, and flew them to New York and produced their first 24-track demo. It had 15 songs on it. Those songs became the first and the second record, except for one song, a song called House of Pain. Now, Van Halen did record a song called House of Pain, but this version has never been recorded or played live. And I have to say, I never understood why, because this is the most aggressive steamroller that Van Halen's ever done. And so we're going to do it live. It's a real hoot, because as soon as the song starts, it's like 0 to 60 in a few seconds. Just bang, before you just wham. Yeah, really exciting.
Yeah, I'll be looking forward to checking that out coming up in a few months on August 3rd at the Buffalo Chip. Now, speaking of songs and the vast majority that you referenced there that might be new to everybody listening, what do you think is a song or an album, and it can be by Kiss or anybody else, that you think is criminally underrated?
You know, that's a great question. Wow. You know, the beginnings of those first records by pivotal bands that have stood the test of time, people often refer to later records, but that first Zeppelin record, which was recorded, it's not sonically great. Most bands on their first album don't really get a very, you know, sort of symphonic kind of a sound, because they're just in a hurry. That first Zeppelin record took 18 hours to record from beginning to end. It's got some of the great songs, Communication Breakdown and all that stuff. So I would say that first Zeppelin record is very underrated and stands the test of time. I'd hold that record up against anything that's been released during or since.
That's absolutely a great album for sure. So going back to your solo show, now you've done Kiss for so long. How does touring as Gene change things, besides obviously what you might be wearing while you're on stage?
Well, it's much more free. I don't have to wear 7-inch dragon boots or carry around 40 pounds of studs and armor and all that. I don't have to spit fire during the shows or fly through the air, you know, do all that stuff. It's very freeing. And things happen at our shows which are completely unplanned. So, for instance, with Kiss, I could never pull anybody up on stage with us, because if you stepped in the wrong place, you would be a hot dog. You know, being cooked on the grill, it wasn't a safe place. But with me and the band, I literally, at the shows, look into the audience if anybody looks interesting or could carry a note, and we talk about it. Hey, can you sing? Or can you play an instrument? What do you want to do? And we engage in a conversation. Come on up. Pull them up on stage, and we have an awful lot of fun. And sometimes, actually more times than not, either in I Love It Loud or Rock and Roll All Night, I invite as many as 30 fans to come up on stage. And, you know, enjoy the good times. I get off on it, by the way, as much as the fans. There was a 15-year-old kid who yelled up, "I can play guitar." "Oh, you can? What do you want to do?" "I want to do Parasite." "Okay, come on up." Unrehearsed. I never met the kid, and he rocked it. It's
nice.
On YouTube. You'll see it.
That's fantastic. I'll actually be looking forward to seeing what happens when you guys pull people up on stage coming up in August at the Buffalo Chip. But chatting with Gene Simmons of Kiss, who you can see coming into the Buffalo Chip on August 3rd. Kind of switching gears here, because I can ask you questions all day long about things that I want to know, Gene. But I also have asked my listeners, if they could ask you one question, what would it be? And I've selected a few of them to share with you. Are you willing to answer their questions?
You bet.
First one is from Terry, wanting to know, what's your favorite thing in life?
Well, the answer is simple. It's life.
That's a great answer.
Well, you got to start off with the thing that makes everything possible. It's life.
Second question is, Linda wants to know, how long does it take to put on all of the makeup and your costume when you're with Kiss?
Linda, it takes longer than it takes you to put on makeup. And by the way, I wear more makeup and higher heels than you ever wore. But the real answer is that often it would take about 2 hours from beginning to end.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's quite the process for sure.
And nobody else has ever put the makeup on us. The band has always done its own makeup, just like I'm sure Linda does her own.
Wow. I would have thought that after, you know, so many years, you guys would have had like a professional makeup artist or a hairstylist with you guys.
Never.
Wow, that's impressive. I'm not going to lie. Now, Jared, he wants to know what your favorite new rock band is.
That's really good. You should check out a band called Ghost, which is really interesting. The unfortunate thing is the rock world has gotten few and far between. So you play a game. From 1958 until 1988, we had Elvis, the Beatles, Stones, Hendrix, Pink Floyd. You know, you can go on and on and on. Led Zeppelin and so on. Through the 70s, you had AC/DC. Then you had, later on, Metallica, Bowie, you know, Maiden, on and on and on. Even in disco, you had Madonna and you had Motown. Just, you know, stuff that stood the test of time. Mm-hmm. From 1988, that was 30 years. From 1988 until today, where are the Beatles?
It's a great question.
There's a few bands where you kind of go, yeah, that's legitimate. Foo Fighters, great.
Mm-hmm.
Guns N' Roses, great. But these are old bands. They've been around 30 years.
Right.
So where's the new crop? Well, it's difficult for a new band to get out there and do this full time because everybody downloads your music for free. So how do you quit your day job and devote enough time to your craft so you can do it well? Everything takes time.
Absolutely. And one final question from listeners. Reese wants to know if it's true or false that you're going to be buried in one of the Kiss caskets.
This has been done before. Dimebag Darrell, who was the lead guitar player in Pantera, mm-hmm. who are having a great resurgence. They're doing very well. Unfortunately, was killed on stage.
Right.
His last will and testament from his family, and we knew each other through the years. He had Ace Frehley tattooed on his chest. He grew up with Kiss records. In his will, he asked if he passed away to be buried in a Kiss casket, and I made sure he was buried in a Kiss casket, yeah.
That's fantastic. I'm glad that you were able to make that happen for him and his family, obviously. So, but do you think that would happen for you?
I wouldn't get enough attention. I'd probably want to go up in a big fireworks display.
There you go.
And then have my ashes mixed in with sprinkly party favors and balloons, and dropped from a helicopter in a stadium for the biggest party on the planet. Yeah.
That's a fantastic way to go out, definitely. Talking with Gene Simmons, who you can see coming into the Buffalo Chip on August 3rd. And Gene, before I let you go, one of the last things I like to do with guests is to play a game and have some fun, because if we're not having fun, what's the point, right?
That's exactly right.
All right, so this game is called the Get It Wrong Sing-Along, where I'm going to give you the lyrics of a Kiss song, and when I stop, I'd like you to pick up with the wrong lyrics.
Sure.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Here's the first one. I want to rock and roll all night.
And walk backwards sometimes.
Here's the second one. I've got the cure you're thinking of.
Because they call me... I can't say the wrong things, because nowadays you can't say anything. Somebody always gets angry. Because I haven't got anything for you. Try next door.
And finally, shout it, shout it, shout it out loud.
But not right now. I'm trying to grab a nap.
Very nice. Now, last thing for you, Gene, is what I always do to wrap up interviews. It's called Next Guest, where I am actually going to ask you a question from the last person that I interviewed. And this one is from Omar Gooding. He's actually an actor and the younger brother of Cuba Gooding Jr. And his question is, would you rather be reincarnated as a snake or butt lint?
You mean lint that's in a butt?
Yeah.
Well, I guess it would depend on whose butt it is.
That's a great response, because when he asked that to me, I was like, okay, I'm taking a snake because I don't want to be butt lint. I never thought about whose butt it might be. So that's a great response, Gene.
If it's in the right butt, you get to go places and see things.
There you go. Now, in return, what would be your question for me to ask my next guest, whoever it might be?
What difference has your life made on planet Earth to anybody else?
Wow, going deep. I like it. Very nice. Well, Gene Simmons, thank you so much for taking some time this morning to chat with me. I know you're a very busy guy, but of course, everybody, you can see him live at the Buffalo Chip for the 85th Sturgis Motorcycle Rally coming up on August 3rd, and you can buy your tickets right now at buffalochip.com. But Gene, thank you so much for chatting with me today.
My pleasure. See you out there.